Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We are 30 minutes from having celebrities in studio with us.
Nice!
You know, from New Girl and the movies Let's Be Cops in a Jurassic World.
Yeah, he was in Jurassic World.
Jake Johnson, he's been on our show before. He's hilarious. He'll be in studio along with his co-star Steve Berg from the new movie Digging for Fire.
Well, I wonder if Steve Berg's is as sexy as Jake. We should have a sexy off.
Yeah. I mean, they're both in movies, so they got to be
pretty
sexy.
There you go. That's automatically
sexy. That's how
sexy.
You know
makes
already.
Makes them sexy right there.
Yeah. You're automatically sexy when you're in a movie.
Yeah. You can make your own movies at home if you want, by the way.
No, those aren't the same thing, Jake.
That sounds like a good bit. You're automatically sexy when... Put that down for another date.
Well, Al was in a movie.
Hey, well,
sexy?
You were, too.
Yeah. Are we sexy, Kelly?
I was a little turned on looking at you, you know, 20 feet tall.
When you say you...
Al, too?
Talking about me?
Well, you were on a little TV. I was watching you on my mini screen.
Hmm.
Little 12-inch.
Hey.
I'll
leave it alone.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this has been Emma Kelly's first week back to school.
It's been
really exciting. It's going very well. And I'm going to do it because I have the one day app on my phone. And, you know, every day I pick her up, I'm like, God, I'm going to miss the first week. Don't do that. You want to mark these milestones in your child's life. The first tooth they lose, the first Easter, first Christmas, things like that. Well, one day apps are these really cool little things. It's download it for free from the iTunes store or whatever on your phone. And you can make these little mini movies.
Even
dummies can figure it out. And I'm calling myself a dummy because I'm technologically disadvantaged.
You're challenged.
Everybody knows that. Yeah. Even I can do it.
You read the question, hit record, boom.
Boom.
And it makes a little video collage, right?
Right. Yeah. It sets music to it, everything. And it makes a little movie you can share on your social media sites. You can email it to grandparents who can't be there. And the One Day app now has a back to school one.
Oh,
that
cool.
School theme. And there's even a way you can, if you're really creative and want to create your own questions, you can do that. But they do it all for you. And we'd love for you to share those videos with us, too. We're the Kid Nation family. We're family. Yeah, email us your videos.
We want to see how they're doing.
Yeah, like I said, it's free. So go for the iPhone, iPad, Android devices. Look for One Day, the One Day app.
I love that app. Speaking of little kids, too, Kelly. Little British kids are cute. You remember Charlie Bit My Finger, right?
Charlie bit me.
There's only one thing that can make a kid cuter, and that's a British accent.
Right.
Even when they're biting each other. Well, there's another viral video that's making the rounds.
Let's see it.
And I loved it.
All right.
It's this kid. He's sitting in his car seat, and his mom's talking to him, and she hands him a sonogram picture.
Okay.
And so he's just looking at it. And he's putting two and two together. And as he puts things together, he gets more excited. Here's the latest British sensation. I got to pot him up.
Guess what?
What?
You're going to be big brother.
Is that your baby?
Yeah.
Is it coming in?
In my belly.
Is it in your belly?
Yeah.
Just now?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's where I've been, to the hospital.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you really a real baby?
Yeah.
Is it in there?
Yeah, no. It's only tiny. It's about that small, look.
I'm going to be a new big brother. I hope you're not joking.
I'm not joking.
You can sleep in my bed if you want.
Kelly, that's very kind of you. That's where I've been to have them pictures taken inside my belly.
Is it in your belly now?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why he's breathing too much.
No.
Mum, is it rumbling?
No, you can't feel it yet. My belly's not big enough yet. You've got a long, long time to wait till my belly gets out of there.
Is it really coming?
Yeah, but not till after Christmas.
Is it really in there?
Really in there now.
Yes!
Kids don't understand that there's a baby in the belly.
And he's so nice. The only time I've ever seen one of those videos was when they told the little American girl, of course, with no British accent, that she was going to be a big sister, and she had a meltdown. Yeah. She was furious.
America.
I hate her.
You have to actually see this video.
We have it up at kidnation.com if you want to check it out. It's the cutest.
It's cute to listen to, but looking at the video, the kid keeps looking out of his car. She keeps leaning
He's
up.
He's trying to look at her belly like,
Yeah.
Is it in your belly?
Right now.
Can I see it?
Oh, my God.
I'm dead sexy.
That's a different guy.
Different dude.
Yeah.
Totally different dude.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, the good old first world problems. We all have them.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard to complain because there are worse problems out there in the world. But sometimes you just got to get it off your chest. Like, I have to constantly be touching up the paint on my walls because my hoverboard keeps hitting it when I'm doing my agility drills. Hashtag first world problem.
Agility drills.
Yeah, I'm trying to get better at it so I can go fast. And my hallway is very narrow, so sometimes when I'm coming around the corner for the final stretch of the agility run, I hit the wall.
You ride your hoverboard in your house.
Yeah, how else am I supposed to get to the kitchen now?
Ashley has a first world problem the four of us probably didn't have to deal with when we were in school. She says when Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and Twitter do not work on the school Wi-Fi... How's she supposed to post during class?
Right?
Oh, man.
First world problem.
Al, you got one?
Oh, I gave you mine.
I'll give you one for the listener.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Lori wrote, the other day, the TV in the living room was logged out of Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I had to walk all the way to another room to watch because my husband wasn't home and I don't know his login and password.
Oh, geez.
Hashtag first world problem.
Kristen says, when your vehicle's navy takes it upon itself to turn your favorite part of your favorite jam down to tell you to turn left.
I hate that.
First world.
Yeah. Like, come on, GPS. You should know that's my jam.
Right?
Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We have a lot of first world problems on hold.
You have to get them off your chest now.
Let's get to them. I got a first world problem. Kim, I feel you on this one. What's going on with your first world problem?
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
At the end of a long day, I enjoy taking a bubble bath.
Shout out.
Right? So I'm in the bubble bath, and I also enjoy drinking a glass of wine while I'm doing this.
Shout out.
I watched Scandal, and I fell in love with Olivia Pope's wine glasses, so I found the online store that sells them, and I ordered myself two of them. And they're these beautiful 23-inch goblets with, like, I don't know, a foot worth of stem. So these things are huge.
Yeah, she drinks a lot of wine.
So I'm laying... Yeah, I do. I really need one
of those
bottles that just have the goblet at the top. But anyway, so I had my wine glass full of wine, and I was laying down in the tub, and every time I tried to drink it, I spilled it because I could not correctly lay and tilt the glass backwards to my mouth without dripping some all over my bubbles. So,
I feel you.
Yeah, I can't get 30 minutes worth of mommy time. So my 4-year-old comes into the bathroom and says, Mommy, what's you doing? And I said, hey, you want to do me a favor? And she says, yeah. And I said, go get me one of your crazy straws. She's like, okay. So she goes get me this pretty bright pink crazy straw and brings it to me. So I put it in my wine glass, and now I am able to drink my wine laying down.
Slow clap.
But my wine glass is too big to drink wine while I'm taking a bubble bath. Hashtag first world problem.
Hashtag you solved your first world problem.
That's great.
Well done, Kim.
You
had a problem? Yo, she solved it.
She solved it.
Thank you, Kim. Have a wonderful day.
You had me at bubble bath.
Oh, yeah. Al fell in love with you. She's married now. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Well, good luck getting to work this morning, Morgan. What's going on in your life?
My car doesn't have any gas.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I don't want to pump gas.
I hate it, too.
Hashtag,
oh, my gosh. It's like the worst thing. I cannot even with pumping gas at all. My car's on empty right now. I'm like, well,
always.
Faith in the Lord, I make it to work.
You will.
Why do girls go...
We wait until it's past empty.
You're chugging... on fumes.
You know what it is? It's because the cars now tell you how much you have left, so you take that.
I have never gotten gas, even when I have time, when I have half a tank. Like, I've gone to the convenience store, and thought, I've never once filled up.
Gas pump right there.
I've never once filled up.
Thank you, Morgan.
Before it was on total empty.
Everybody, say a little prayer for Morgan. Hopefully she gets to work.
Please be safe, Lord.
Hey, Lord can get her there.
Definitely.
Lord can get her there.
I turned the AC off because I think that's conserving
fuel.
I don't know. It doesn't?
No. You got to roll your windows up, too, so you're aerodynamic as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Crystal, how you doing this morning? We're doing first world problems. What's yours?
My 4-year-old daughter
wanted to download a new game on her tablet. Well, she didn't know, she didn't have enough memory to delete one of the old ones, and she didn't know which one she wanted to delete. Hashtag first world problem.
Mm. Oh, so many choices.
They learned so early, Crystal. Yeah. Thank you for your call.
First world problem.
Oh, speaking of that, my daughter accidentally deleted my Family Guy app. So I got to restart over again with my town. Hashtag first world problem. I feel you on that, Crystal.
How you going to get through, man?
I don't know, Al, because I was already like on level 52.
You know, around here, our first world problem Monday, our Keurig wasn't working. So we had to get our coffee out of our other expensive machine back there in the back.
Can you believe that, you guys?
I didn't know how to, I got to put the packet all the way. I didn't know how to operate it.
We have two Jessicas on hold. Hashtag first world problems.
Which one's this?
We'll go with Jessica G. All right, Jessica.
Hi.
What's your first world problem?
So I'm a doctor in my first year of residency, and I am on night shift all this week.
Yeah.
And so yesterday when I went into work, I was really tired last night, and it's because I didn't sleep very well yesterday during the day. It's because my maid was at my house all day cleaning. Hashtag first world problem.
Yep, I get it.
Hey, when do you have time to clean when you're saving lives, Jessica?
I know. Exactly. Can you keep it down clean in my place out there?
Can you please not vacuum and just pick it up manually?
Man.
Thank
go
you,
home
Jessica.
And, man, don't you hate it when the housekeeper's there? And I'm like, man, I can't. Something about it, I just can't.
I just want to be lazy right now.
Yeah. I know,
you
right?
You don't want to be there when they're cleaning because you feel like you should help.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I can't because that's what I'm paying them to do.
Yeah.
That guilt. Oh, Jessica.
Man.
Good luck with residency.
Oh.
Oh. Brooke, you got a new car, but you're hating it right now. What's going on?
Well, I got a new car, and the new car scent is so overpowering, it makes me nauseous. Hashtag first world problem.
When your car is so new,
it's so new.
It makes you nauseous.
That's awesome.
It does.
What kind of car did you get?
I got a new Hyundai Sonata.
Come on now.
Ooh, nice.
Have fun driving that new car, Brooke. All congratulations,
girl. Congratulations. Yeah.
New car's the best, except for when it makes you nauseous. All right, let's go. I told you we had two Jessicas. A lot of Jessicas are calling today.
All right.
Jessica J.
Hi.
How you doing this morning? What's your first world problem?
I'm good. How are you all?
Great.
So I have a minivan, and it has this awesome feature where it has automatic doors. So I have buttons inside the vehicle and on my key fob that are supposed to open the doors. But they stopped working. So now I have to actually manually open the doors myself.
So aggravating.
How did they survive back in like the 50s?
Yeah.
In the 40s.
And you had to actually let down the window.
When we started getting good technology, you know, 50s and 60s, but we didn't have this, the key fobs
we
and all that.
We didn't know it to miss it.
I know. That's why I don't want to go back in time when they create the time
machine. Yeah, who wants to go back in time?
Back
in time sucks.
I'm going to the future is where I'm going. Thank you, Jessica. Now, nobody's going to want to go back in time. Uh-oh.
What do you mean I have to cook my food on the stove? What
yuck.
Is that? What is this door? What is this? What is an oven?
Yeah. Jackie, you got to go to a baseball game. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were sitting in a suite, and that was a lot of fun. But unfortunately, the roof overhang was too long, so I didn't get to see all the fireworks.
Oh,
man, that sucks.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Jackie.
Life is hard
you
for
know,
you.
It's like sit in the suite and miss the fireworks show.
They should have built that stadium preparing for people to watch fireworks.
They should have
planned better.
Suites are far away sometimes from the action.
Mm-hmm. How do you deal with it, Kel?
I wouldn't know.
I just get another drink from the bar.
You end up sitting in the suite watching the TV.
Fireworks. Yeah.
If you invite Kelly to a game or an event, you better have a suite. In front of the number, they better say suite, hashtag.
Or it better say, like, A1.
Let's take one last one here from Kaylee. How you doing, Kaylee? What's your first world problem?
Well, whenever you go to the gym and there's not enough mirrors to get a good workout in and you're crowded with everybody else.
That is very important when picking a new gym. Do they have enough mirrors?
Yeah, and when someone lifts in front of you in your spot and you're trying to look at yourself in your form.
Wait, how can you leave like a post-it note, save this is my mirror.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like people put towels over the equipment when they're using those so you know you're coming back because you're doing a circuit. You could do like a post-it note. This is my spot on the mirror.
Dibs.
Could Kaylee's gym please put more mirrors so Kaylee could have a proper workout?
I love
that.
Thank you for that.
It's like, hey, man, I know you're lifting, but I'm looking at myself. right now.
Yeah, can you please
can
move?
You move? You can't say that.
Have you ever done it when you're just, I can't do my workout right now. The guy in front of me definitely moved in the way.
Yeah.
Christine says, when drinking my morning coffee by my pool, I had to go inside to get my sunglasses because the glare of the sun on the water was too bright.
And we can't do first world problems without a back to school one. So we'll take one from Shelby. Shelby, how you doing this morning? Go ahead with your first world problem for us.
I'm a preschool teacher, and that's enough said. #personal problem.
Personal?
First world.
Oh, I thought you said personal.
A preschool teacher. Imagine putting up with all those 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that's happened as a preschool teacher, Shelby?
I didn't get them.
Just getting pooped on several times.
That's a second world problem.
Hey, you can keep them coming on Twitter and on our Facebook page. Make sure you hashtag first world problems and then hashtag Kid Nation. That way we get to see them.
There you go.
That way we know it's coming from our fam.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, I feel extra left out right now.
Why?
We have two extra studs in the studio. So much testosterone because they're all bearded and stuff, just like Big Al Mack. And I'm sitting over here all...
Yeah, buddy, welcome, my bearded brother.
Not bearded.
Only you would notice that.
I know. I noticed it.
Yeah.
Steve Berg and Jake Johnson from the new movie, Digging for Fire, are in the studio with us right now.
Thank you. You got a little love over here.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Don't ask how long it took.
He's been growing it since he was 11.
How long you been growing that?
Jake,
badge?
They just asked you not to ask me, but since 10th grade.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are doing the rounds for Digging for Fire. You can actually watch this movie right now.
Yeah, it's available right now on iTunes, VOD, all the good stuff.
That's a new way of doing it. I mean, that's a pretty new concept,
right? It's pretty cool. We actually made this one with that in mind, you know, thinking content is so available. So we shot this one in 15 days with an amazing cast and crew, put it on film. And we're like, we know that there's a way people can see this without having to go to every mall and wait in lines. And it was part of the excitement of doing it.
Cool. Do you ever
15 days? That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Doesn't it usually take like 3 months to shoot a movie?
And then editing and all that?
Yeah. Well, you know, they took them some time to edit, but because I wasn't there, that didn't exist for me.
Jake Johnson, do you think you found your talent?
You're reading something online. Stop Googling me.
So you know, when we have guests come in, we're prepping, and I just have this article pulled up, and he sees it over my shoulder, and it's an article about Jake, and the headline is, "Has Jake Johnson found his talent?"
Oh, well, what is it?
Let me read the next line.
They're claiming it to be, well, it says, by doing less in Digging for Fire, Johnson sounds great.
By doing less?
I'm sorry.
I love it.
You know what? Less is more.
Less is more.
I love that.
Well, I mean, wasn't most of the movie ad-libbed? That's what I was reading about it. You kind of have, you know where you're supposed to go. You just got to get there. Let's just talk until we get there.
Yeah.
How do you get some of these superstars to be a part of the movie? Do you just extend the invitation? You just have a lot of celebrity friends?
You know, I did a movie with the director called Drinking Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people who are in this movie saw that movie, responded to it, and wanted to work. Really, I'd like to take credit, but it's really with the director.
Right.
So they wanted to be part of his movies because the way he does it is he just has an outline.
Right.
So to answer that, we had like a 3.5-page outline. So everybody knows what needs to happen in a scene, but there's no dialogue you have to memorize. So when we call people in, like Sam Rockwell, who's got a big part in this, he only worked 2.5 days. Mm. And we told him what, you know, his character was about, but how he wants to get there and accomplish his role in a scene, it's really up to the actor. So as an actor, it's a really fun way to work.
So, Steve, when Jake hits you up to do the movie and he tells you you're going to play Paul, what's he tell you? What was the thing? You're this guy and this is what his...
Yeah, he's like, you're going to play Buddy, but first, I didn't want to do it.
Why?
Because I wanted a dump truck of money.
You wanted more money than you
paid. The part, and that just wasn't a reality.
I think we paid him about 45 cents in a cheeseburger.
Of course. I'm like, you know, Jake's like, come play my buddy. I'm like, I can do that. Sounds great.
But improv is the most horrifying thing to me. They make us do improv up here sometimes, and I'm the worst.
But you're doing improv right now.
Exactly. Thank you.
Don't tell her. We do it every day.
That's right. Not a character, you know?
What's an improv thing we could do right now to help Kelly get better?
Okay. We could do Zip Zap Zop. I mean, there's so many.
I really hate it.
And Steve was in Second City.
Like, I know. I'm so sorry, but I hate your craft.
I'm out of here.
Let's do an exercise for Kelly to make her feel good. What would be something good that we could do quick?
God.
What's a quick...
We could do conducted story.
Okay, what's
which
that?
Is...
You would start with, like, you're starting... I'll start.
Okay. But you have to tell me how it works.
He is. Okay, he's going to tell us.
Explain it.
You just have to further it along?
Like, I would say a word, and then you say the next word, and you say the next
word. Oh, and as a group,
word,
we all tell a story, we tell one a story. Word at a time.
Oh!
We could bore your audience to tears doing this.
Okay.
Or,
you know. No, 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 you don't understand. We might not make it two spots around the room.
Oh, okay.
We were bored way before. Okay.
I want to try. Let's at least do it for a minute, see where this goes.
Motorcycles.
Motorcycles? Run.
On.
Fuel.
So.
Unless.
What?
So unless.
What?
And cut.
So unless. So unless you have. So unless you.
Semicolon, maybe. You know, like, okay, semicolon injected.
Okay.
You.
Eat.
More.
Beans.
Then.
You.
Fart.
Yeah!
And that is a conductor.
Yeah, we're just going to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful world of improv.
Yeah, there you go. So since the movie was drinking buddies we were talking about, would you prefer right now a tequila shot or a beer?
But we're not voting drinking buddies.
Neither. We just got in town last night and finished drinking at about 2 a.m. That makes me want to throw up.
Maybe you should have brought Fireball.
Yeah, we're digging for fire.
There you go.
I'll take a shot.
All right, you got Steve will take it. Yeah.
But how does going from being on the set of something like Jurassic World and then doing something that's lower budget, are you just a huge diva after doing something like that?
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
No, you know, the fun of it, last summer, you know, I do these movies on hiatus from New Girl. So when that movie's over, you have like a summer break, and it feels like a high school break. And so I got Jurassic World lined up, so I wanted to do that and the kind of opposite experience. And the indies really are the opposite experience because anything can happen.
All right, there's my tequila shots. I'm going to throw it for you.
We're in studio with Steve Berg and Jake Johnson from the movie Digging for Fire.
Want to chase it with a beer?
Quality, yeah.
Right? Steve just took a shot.
I mean, not just a beer, a blue moon at 7 a.m.
Yeah, let's do this.
We might do an episode of Drunk History here in a second.
All right,
okay?
Great. I'm on the way. Yeah,
yeah, I've seen him on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a method actor.
Now, do you guys really get drunk when you're doing Drunk History, or are you guys just super great actors?
I mean, truthfully, very drunk. They actually breathalyze you, and they won't start shooting until you're like a 1-8 or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. They have a nurse there.
To make sure you don't go over.
Yeah, because they want you to be so drunk to a point where you've got to be really loaded, but not so loaded that you could die.
Oh, my God.
True. Now,
do you study up on the history before you get drunk? So you have a little...
Oh, I mean, like, I actually, like, make notes. I choose a story that I'm, like, kind of passionate about.
Right.
And then I do a lot of research. And then once I get there,
You black out at times.
Yeah.
Oh,
every
great.
Time I've done it, I call Derek the next day. I'm like, man, I'm so sorry I ruined your episode. I don't know what I did. Like,
what are the odds that we can get on one of those episodes, Jake?
You.
Probably us. High.
Really?
Well, Derek Waters, the creator of it, you know, he is now, this show's just blowing up for him. So
really? Yeah.
If you got a good story.
Hmm.
Where do people find it that aren't familiar with it, though?
Comedy Central.
It's on Comedy Central.
And
are you that person? Are you asking for a friend?
How's that cave you live in?
Where would a dear friend of mine who hates improv find a show like this?
Yeah.
I guess we found out. Yeah, you hate comedy, don't you?
Kelly watches like the Bible Jeopardy game with Jeff Foxworthy.
I love that show.
Hey.
Bible trivia.
So where would somebody find that show? Asking for a friend.
Game Show Network.
Kelly, you're not hiding well today.
I know, I wrote camo so you wouldn't notice.
That's amazing.
So back to New Girl real quick. How's the pregnancy going, Jake?
Well, we're coming back in mid-season because of it. So Zoe had the baby. I think we're going to do
it.
What's that? New life, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to do a couple episodes without her, and then the show's going to be back to normal. So it's kind of an exciting, fun time for the show to kind of see what happens.
And Max had a baby, too.
Yeah, Max just gave birth. He was a little baby Schmitty popped out of him, and he was screaming his little heart out.
That's improv.
Did you tell Hannah Simone that I love her?
I will.
Again.
You remember.
Every time I come in. That's right. And every time she goes, yeah, cool.
Whoever that is.
Jake Johnson's coming with New Girl. Hannah Simone Hands. He's coming with Hannah Simone Hands.
Dang it.
And then you see Steve Berg.
Yeah,
and you're like,
I'm pretty. Come on.
Come on now. So back to Digging for Fire, which you can download on iTunes. This was based on something that happened to you.
In real life, yes.
And your lady.
Yes. So I was in my backyard. We had just rented a house, and there was a nice big yard, and I'd never had a yard. So we said, let's put a garden back there. Let's do this right. And so we started digging in the backyard to get some of that bad soil out and put good soil in.
Oh, you're doing the real deal.
Trying.
Wow.
You sound rich.
That's very rich. Yeah.
I said rented, my friend.
He lives in L.A., Jeff.
This was no palace.
And so as we were digging, I found a rusted gun.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, so now, this is real.
This is all real. Oh. I found a bone that was, this is not great for radio, but about yay big.
Yeah.
From like knee to foot.
Yo. So a shin bone.
A shin bone.
Okay.
That's the proper term.
Wow.
I found a old license plate. I found a plastic bag with a bone that had been chopped up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so someone hit a body.
Or it was like animal bones that this was garbage from a long time ago and the gun was a cap gun. I didn't have that answer. Neither did my wife. So I called the LAPD.
Sure.
I told them everything I found. And they said, it is not our job to dig out somebody else's garbage. If you find a body, then call us. So that exact scene is in this movie. And the movie is about what happened in real life, which was a group of friends came by, Steve Berg included, and we did a Stand By Me-esque mission to find this body.
Everyone dreams about being able to do something like that.
Wow. And so then you just said, why aren't we filming this?
Yeah. Well, so real life, we did it. In real life, my wife was with me, and we went, and we spent about 10 days, and in the end, we thought, there's no body. We are digging for garbage. This was animal bones. And so the director of Drinking Buddies and I got to talking about another project, and I pitched him that. And he said, let's use that as an engine, but let's make this about a marriage, and let's make this about the difficulties of having kids and taking a weekend apart, and his journey's looking for the body, and let's find her journey. And her journey involves Orlando Bloom, who comes in and she meets him. Yeah, it's one.
Can this marriage be saved once you find Orlando Bloom?
It's going to be forever altered, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah, she's never going to want to sleep in bed with my character again.
Yeah. She hasn't seen your Funny or Die video.
Parkour.
Because that's super hot in
pretty
that.
Awesome.
Steve, I'm super hot.
Yeah.
Look at you.
An entirely different light after that. And I want to buy a pair of New Balance shoes for some reason.
It was the jeans, Kelly. It wasn't the New Balance.
It was all about the shoes.
Steve, for some reason, we couldn't find yours.
Yeah, where's
my parkour?
Yeah.
It's being released soon. they need more time for editing. Yeah. I did my own stunts, unlike him.
Cheers to that.
Absolutely. I'll drink that.
You said Orlando Bloom's in the movie.
Yeah.
Was that tough to get him? Because he's so dreamy.
Yeah, he's very dreamy. Well, it's like Freddy Krueger. You have to go to sleep and dream him, and Orlando pops up in the movie.
And he has this awesome ponytail in the movie. How would you compare his ponytail to the ponytail you sported in high school, Jake? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, the tail I rocked was not a man bun. He's got the thing on top.
Yeah.
Mine was a little teenager who liked the Grateful Dead ponytail. So I was deep here, deep lower back.
You were a biker ponytail.
I was biker ponytail.
It wasn't a rat tail. It was a full-on ponytail.
No, it was a nice, thick, disgusting ponytail.
Because JC rocked the rat tail.
I did.
You rocked the rat tail, man?
He goes through different, male hair crush phases.
Yeah.
When did you have a rat tail?
He wanted the Tom Brady when Tom Brady did the ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve, you may want to try this. So you grow out your rat tail.
No, I'm listening, yeah.
And then you bleach the back, including the rat tail. And then, depending on your outfit for that weekend, you dye it that color.
That makes so much sense to me.
Doesn't it make so much sense to you?
I would love to see you accessorize with the rat tail. I'd love to see me with the rat tail.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We got outfit from you, and we got accessorized from you. Who are you guys?
I'm vibing.
I'm a man that's comfortable in my own body.
Yeah.
And sexuality. Yeah.
Is your favorite thing to do, Steve, the NFL on Fox things with Riggle?
They're very fun. And they're very, Rob Riggle's the greatest. So, yeah, it's very fun.
We almost found Riggle. He's here in Dallas with Loaded Vodka. And we almost were able to cross paths last night.
Yeah.
And then we had the 6 a.m. wake up, and we made the smart decision of we are not meeting Rob Riggle out in Dallas, because then there will be no sleep. We will make an episode of Drunk History.
Yeah.
If we see Rob Riggle this morning.
We'll be a bunch of 12-year-old girls just up all night.
Yeah.
But he's the funniest
man. There's always tonight.
Yeah,
I was trying to make going out drinking with you guys his mission tonight.
We go to Austin.
We're leaving,
1 p.m. We're driving
road trip.
You want to come to Austin?
I'm going to Austin, y'all.
Yeah.
We'll be on 6th Street by morning. On 6th Street by morning.
We might bump into Hannah Simone down there.
Oh!
Let's make this
work. Already there.
Can you handle that business?
Don't you tease me, Jake Johnson.
Al, your girlfriend's going to be so excited.
Yeah. The movie's called Digging for Fire. These two guys are super busy right now. We're going to let you guys go. Jake Johnson, Steve Berg.
All right.
Such an honor.
Thank you guys so much.
Man.
Digging for Fire always on iTunes on demand, right? Yeah. Video on demand.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kelly, would you like to go to Austin with them?
You know what? We have room, Kelly.
We'll teach you about improv and comedy.
So much improv.
You know what? You might be the one to finally get through to me.
Yeah.
And we're telling you, this movie is good because even Gray Drake, who from RottenTomatoes.com, who does our movie reviews every week, she was on your Vivo channel talking about how awesome the movie is.
Awesome.
Nice. So you know Gray Drake? She's the pink-haired movie reviewer from Rotten Tomatoes.
She has to say that when they're in the room, you know?
No, she said it on her own.
No, she's...
Great.
She don't lie.
She said that behind their backs.
Whoa.
Yeah. Everybody give it up for Jake Johnson and Steve Berg.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, I get a lot of Facebook messages, a lot. So please forgive me if I don't answer your messages.
She has like 500,000 friends.
That's a lot. Yeah. And so every once in a while, I am lucky enough where I just happen to be in a mood to check messages. And I find a little gem like this.
Is that when you're hunting for dudes?
No, when she feels like I'm going to open three messages.
Three and three, a cute icon.
You might get lucky. So anyway, I got a Facebook message from our Kid Nation family member, Debbie, asking, Kelly, have you ever been harassed by a contractor?
Huh.
Of course. I just finished remodeling my kitchen.
Yeah.
Dealing with a contractor, but no, I was not harassed.
Right.
It kind of sparked your
interest. Although his
bit.
Assistant, I wouldn't have minded if his assistant harassed me just a little, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, Debbie said she needed some repairs made to her fence.
Okay.
So she hired this guy to do the work. And he told her, as a good contractor would, need to get a permit from the city before we can start the work.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
Professional.
Yeah.
So she texted him and said, okay, just called the city. And then he texted her, they tell me what you need. I will come to help, okay? See you then. Kind of broken English a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then she wrote me. I rode with him to the city office to get my permit. That's another story. Because usually you don't go with a contractor. They go on their own. So I have to get the backstory on that, Debbie.
Yeah, we need Debbie to tell us. I
rode with him to the city office to get my permit, and he asked me questions about my job, what I do on the weekends, if I would like to go to dinner.
Oh!
I was so uncomfortable. I finally told him I have a jealous boyfriend, but as you can see, that didn't stop his advances. So then she sent me a screenshots of all the uncomfortable text message exchanges, which are pretty funny. And in her phone, Debbie has him listed in her contacts as inappropriate fence guy.
She does.
So now we present to you the uncomfortable text message exchanges between Debbie and inappropriate fence guy.
Played
by me.
You'll be Debbie.
I'm Debbie.
Taylor Asbury playing Debbie.
Playing inappropriate fence guy will be JC.
Okay.
Yes.
No, sorry.
Thank you.
Not improv, just reading the
actual text message
exchange.
Jake Johnson and Steve Berg said that we're going to listen to this.
Oh, great.
Let's be really good.
Here we go. All right, I'm Debbie. I'm home.
Okay, just get here. I offer a sincere friendship as a man, but it's your decision with nothing in return. And hopefully helping other projects in the house. Just trust me. Thanks. Happy face.
Whoa.
Already, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he includes a picture of the fence, and it's a little off. And she writes back, can you please make sure it's even? It looks uneven right now.
Huh? They will still work on that tomorrow. Don't worry. Thumbs up.
Thank you. I'm nervous it'll be uneven.
Ooh, don't feel like that, pretty lady.
What?
My guys will fix. I take care of everything, okay? Stay calm, beautiful lady. Think about I said. Don't worry, okay? Winky face.
Okay, thank you. The next day. What time will you be here today?
8:45. I think rain today.
Are you postponing?
Not. The weather said, but my guy will be there. Weep hour. If your neighbor can come open the garage, please. Thanks.
He'll be there in 10 minutes.
I really need power.
Sorry, he got held up. He's heading there now.
Okay, please. Thank you. Beautiful woman. Winky face. Thanks.
What?
The next day.
Hi, pretty woman. I make something nice for you on the front gate. I hope you like pretty. You can see when get here. Everything good?
Yes, thank you. Have you called the city?
Yeah. You like winky face? They will come tomorrow. Boom. What matters is that you liked beautiful lady. Thumbs up.
It's nice. Thank you.
What is he referring to?
Okay. Just was billed for you. I will add something, a little surprise for you. Thumbs up. See you tomorrow. Have a good dream. Boom.
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 He's writing boom.
It's the boom emoji.
Okay, this is the next morning.
Oh, my God.
Hi. Do you think your neighbor can come open the garage or not? I hear. And wait for inspection.
He's not home.
I need electricity.
The front outlet doesn't work?
Nope. Sad face, Winky.
Oh, my gosh.
I may say only that number to open the garage, then I close it and get right outside the outlet. I know I have perhaps distrust. Just need electricity and fix the switch for the outlet. I'm here, and I can take care for that.
My neighbor's on his way.
Just spoke with both neighbors' side, but it's difficult. They can't give power.
Make sure my garage is shut when you're finished.
Okay, I will do that. Beautiful. Hey, we already finished. We stain your fence. What time can meet you? Boom!
You stained it? Is that extra? I'll be home at 5:30.
Yes, I do that for a beautiful woman. Okay, see you at 5:30. It was something for you.
All right, so then Debbie wrote me. Oh, so he came to my house today to get the last payment. So uncomfortable. He lingered and asked if I worked today, said I looked beautiful, but I ignored the remark, just handed them the check and went inside my house. That's when I received the last check. I mean, the last text.
Uh-oh. Do we need soft music here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. This is the close. Close the deal, homeboy.
The stain was free. Beautiful. Boom!
She got a free stain job out of that.
I love this guy.
I dig him.
Yeah, she wrote, yikes, I'm glad it's over, but I anticipate future texts. This reminds me of the hello, Olga guy, she said.
How are you ever going to meet your love if you don't try?
You never know.
Hey, he put it out there.
Beautiful. I'm in love with a
He's a Latin
girl.
Lover. She's just not used to the ways of the Latin lover.
Right. And he wasn't like crazy creepy with it.
And you know how sexy it is when a man can build something?
Right.
A man can just go out there with a hammer and a nail and fix your fence.
I need this guy.
And when she said it was uneven, he didn't get mad about it like other dudes would. Like saying my job's perfect. Okay, I will fix it.
I will fix for you, beautiful lady.
I think she should marry this man.
This dude, if he had been out there on that fence with his shirt off,
kind of
throwing his hair back like that, a little sweat dripping off his brow.
She obviously wasn't into it. She could have said, I'm on the fence about it.
Jenna. Good one.
He's so fine.
So you got this guy. I need him to work on a house.
I bet you could get the number.
Yeah. But you know what? There's three girls that are renting a house from me, so I don't know if I want him over there.
Or maybe he's just crazy nice. And that's how he treats all his customers. And that's why we need Al to hire.
Maybe he just loves the lady.
Exactly.
It seemed like this guy was really into her. You know, it seemed like I don't think he does this to every customer.
You don't know. No, Al. There's a system for players. You hit on everything that moves.
Or
you're going to get 99 no's, but you're going to get that one yes. He probably does this with everybody.
Us Latino dudes, we're lovers.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're just all about the loving.
Every woman deserves at least one Latin lover in her lifetime.
Just one, ladies. That's all you need. Because then you'll settle right there. Boom.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Well, you know what happens when they go black. They don't go back. So, y'all don't take the one brown.
Once you go Latino.
What?
Yeah. What's next?
I'll come up with that rhyme next. Kelly, what's coming up in the show? His top five.
Okay. All right.
Well, wait. I just went completely blank.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a developing story here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Developing.
Really?
Yeah, Big Al Mack and I are trying to befriend Jake Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
He just left, the guy from New Girl.
So
he's got a new movie coming out.
It's Jake Johnson from New Girl. We had him in studio earlier.
It was so funny because we always take pictures with people, you know, in the studio before they leave. And Al always just kind of walks over at the end and stands on the end next to me. Did you see him sidle up? He got between you and Jake.
I was in the middle of shaking his hand.
Al, that was so calculated.
We were shaking hands.
No, you weren't.
You calculated. You were standing next to Jake, and I busted you on that, too.
I know you did, but I was just shaking his hand.
You never do that.
Jake and I are in the middle of, like, talking, because I remember from coming last time, and we're, like, shaking hands, and I'm, like, about to put my arm around him for the picture, and Al comes in.
I just he held his hand up. I wasn't going to leave him hanging. Shook his hand. He goes, Hannah's looking good too, bro. I said, oh man, I gave him a little man hug.
Yeah.
Pat him on the back, and then I just ended up next to him.
So
that's all.
So we
I
had
just happened to end up next to him.
So we're having executive producer White Cheddar the white gooey cheddar, Punta Cana cowboy, Puerto Vallarta cowboy, whatever you want to call him.
What are y'all making him do?
He's going to reach out to Jake's people.
Yeah.
Al and I both.
He's his handler.
We accepted this challenge. And we can't just have the phone number each. So we're going to ask him who would he like to give his phone number
That's cool. So he has to pick.
He has to pick. Yeah. Either Al will get the number or I will get the number.
One or the other.
And we can't give it to each other.
What if he wants to give it to me or Jenna?
We didn't.
He's like, why didn't y'all throw?
See, that's not
says,
the challenge.
Can you put Kelly and Jenna?
Y'all don't care.
Yeah, so you guys don't care. It was me and Al.
It was no option.
Maybe he wants to teach me to love improv, and maybe I'll be his little personal
project.
Fine,
I want Steve's number.
Yeah,
good. There you go.
And he's married, by the way, so his wife probably wouldn't want him.
Like that matters.
Thanks, Ashley Madison.
So
that's
hopefully
that would have been.
Yeah, I'm Ashley.
That's 100%. That's 100% what I'm going to do at the VMAs on the red carpet with a male artist.
Right.
If I have to interview someone, I'm going to be like, I saw you on Ashley Madison.
Oh, dude.
And see what they say.
Over.
Thanks to the Ashley Madison thing, I found out that I was in the Adobe when they hacked into the Adobe ones.
What?
Because you go to this website and it says if your email was compromised. And they could throw Ashley Madison in there. But I was like, oh, I wonder if I've ever been compromised. So I put my name in there. And I was compromised in the Adobe Flash hack from a few years ago, from 2013. You should check it out, Kelly.
I don't understand.
Your name
is... like, just Google, where have you been compromised?
No, it's a website. And it'll tell you what...
What if that's just like one of those spam sites? Because you even logged on, now you're going to be on all this spam crap.
No, because I got it from CNN.
Okay, so it's
yeah, CNN. It was from a good website.
All right, okay. So
yeah, I didn't go
name
random.
Of the website?
I don't know. I'll look it up later. I don't
you
have
shouldn't
it.
Shouldn't tell
I don't have
you
it on
know.
Hand. I don't have it on hand.
Dang it!
I think have I been something? I'll look it up for you. I'll post
have
it.
I been hacked?
Have we heard from Jake
have
Johnson yet?
Yeah, we'll keep you up with the latest with the Jake Johnson friendship dilemma.
All right,
you ready? Al and I have been competing a lot lately.
Why are y'all?
No,
so
competitive? You've been competing. Like, I haven't really been competing.
You're the one that placed the bet yesterday.
Oh yeah, I did. There was a box of Fruity Pebbles.
In the
trash can. And so JC looked at it, because we didn't know who ate the Fruity Pebbles.
Right.
Around in the office.
So who brings that kind of cereal here?
Yeah. So Jake. Got Jake on the brain. JC goes, I bet it was Shannon. I said, you sure? I don't know why.
Because she has a great cereal in
she
her
does.
Cupboard.
And sometimes
really
people
does.
Say, oh, I bet that. But they don't really mean I bet, unless it's you two.
And I was a little, right. I was a little low on cash, so I said, I'll bet you. What do you want to bet? He said, $25.
Which was stupid, because I only had Shannon, and Al just had everybody else in the office.
So
that was dumb.
I got the odds. So went in and asked Shannon. She goes, no. I said, yes, I won.
Yeah.
She goes, wait a minute. What? Fruity Pebbles? Yes, that was me. I'm like, what? So it was, and I had to pay him $25.
And I take issue with that, Kelly and Jenna, because Al gave me $20 mm-hmm. and 50 pesos.
But that's all I had, though.
The exchange rate is 17 pesos for a dollar. So
if you go to Mexico, you can actually get a little bit better. You can probably get like 13.
You owe me about $3. I just want to let you know
that. Thank you.
Because I need to buy my daughter a birthday present.
Oh, what does she want?
My daughter's birthday's coming up.
How old is she going to be?
She's going to be 2.
Chloe, right.
Yeah, Chloe.
Yeah.
Can she say what she wants?
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, she has learned to talk early on.
She can point at stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing
no.
else.
So what does she want?
I asked her what she wanted for her birthday, and she responded with this.
Tattoo.
Yeah, I don't think you should get a tattoo. You're too little.
A tattoo.
Tattoo.
Dude, what kind of tattoo do you want? You want an Elsa one?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to wait till you're like at least 30?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
You get a little washable ones.
I got you those baby tats. They're hilarious. They make the mom ones, you know, for they make baby tattoos.
Well, I used it up on Kaysen. That was a while ago.
Yeah, if you did get her a tattoo, and I know you won't, but if
no
you
way.
Did get her a tattoo, I could tramp stamp.
What? this is my daughter.
Would it grow with her?
No, they stretch.
Yeah, it'd be gross.
It would.
How would a baby tattoo look when they're 18?
Yeah.
I guess that's why we don't do it.
Yeah.
That's why
like babies can't get boob jobs because they boobs grow.
I did see.
You gotta wait till you're done growing.
I don't know. How do you feel about this though? Because I saw a lady.
That's the only reason actually babies can't get boob jobs.
How do you feel about this? I saw a lady with a two year old boy the other day, and he had earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Like she chose the earrings.
Yeah.
Wow.
My mom's best friend took me to get my ears pierced when I was 6 months
he
old.
Said a boy.
But it's a boy.
A boy.
You know, like he doesn't get to pick. I think the boy should get the pick. You know.
Wow.
What?
And I was like,
you had issue with the style of earring?
No, I just didn't. I didn't know
the boy's ears were pierced. Yeah, something a boy should decide from himself.
What if he gets? What if he gets older?
Say the same thing for a little girl. A girl should have a choice whether or not. You could say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I guess it is sexist that we think earrings are only for girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, anything you do to permanently change your child's appearance, I think they. I mean,
well, pierced ears doesn't permanently change.
Yeah, it does. You have permanent holes in your ears.
I have holes still from my ears.
Oh, really?
You can't see them, though. I mean, it's easy to hide.
I thought they sealed
up. That's a parent deciding for their daughters.
Yeah.
You know?
It threw me for a loop.
I'm going to get my baby if I have one, a belly button ring.
Have you heard from Jake Johnson? Yeah.
Yes, Al, we have heard back from Jake Johnson.
Really? For his people.
Well, his person who asked Jake Johnson.
Okay.
We asked Jake Johnson, who would you like to give your phone number to and thus starting a great friendship with?
Oh, no.
Maybe a friendship that could turn into something,
something
professional.
More, maybe.
Yeah,
his options
professional.
Are Big Al and JC.
And we will tell you who Jake Johnson from New Girl chose next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly, I have that website you were asking about.
Yes.
To find out if your email account has been breached. It doesn't have to just do with Ashley Madison, but it will tell you if you were a part of that.
Okay.
But
it's legit.
Yeah. The guy, I've looked it up, and I think I found it from CNN or one of those websites that were reporting the news. Okay. But it's haveibeenpwned.com. It's P-W-N-E-D.
P-W-N-E-D?
Yeah. haveibeenpwned.com. And it'll let you know. Like, I was breached with the Adobe Flash back in 2013.
Okay.
And what happened when you were breached?
I guess they had my username, my email, my encrypted password.
Is that when your stuff started getting stolen? Did you experience anything negative from being breached is my question.
Yeah, my Facebook never got hacked, and my Twitter got hacked that one time.
Yeah, mine did too. I remember.
So I don't know if that had something to do with it, but yeah. So you just got to change your password.
Again?
haveibeenpwned.com.
Pwned?
You want to do it right now, Al?
P-W-N-E-D.
P? How do you spell it?
P-W-N-E-D.
Is you spelled out?
P-W-N-E-D.
Yeah, oh, and have I been? Up. Yeah.
Oh, have I?
Why would they spell it P-W-N-E-D?
Because that's what the internet people call it.
Yeah.
Why don't it be pawned? P-A-W.
Like, isn't that getting owned on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Well, where's the O?
Well,
P-W-N-E-D. They're missing a vowel.
Thanks.
I don't know.
It would be a lot easier if they spell it correctly, and that way people could find it.
Programly.
It's a slang, yeah. Yeah, for program lingo.
Yeah.
All right, let me go do it.
Oh, we're going to find out.
Perfectly owned.
Have Al. I been P-W-N-E-D?
Any chance of the Ashley Madison on yours, Al?
No.
So I've got to do my email address.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have one. Pwned on one breach site.
What was it?
Good news, no pwnage found.
Good job, Jenna.
No pwnage.
Good job, Kelly.
Yes.
What was it, Al?
I don't know.
It will tell you.
But I was hacked.
Yeah, but you were
not
hacked.
Not the same thing as being pwned,
right,
I guess.
Oh, this is like if they breach data from, again, mine was Adobe, or it could be...
You know what? Mine was my other Yahoo was Adobe. Yeah, that has a breach with Adobe, whatever
Yahoo.
That means.
Yahoo, July 2012.
Ooh, that's the only one you got?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad, huh?
Well, we're all pretty good.
I'm not challenging people to try pwning me. I just wanted to put that out there. I had a very rough year with hackers.
Yeah, Kelly got pwned too much.
Yeah, you did.
Hacked, way too much.
All right.
We got
all
our
right.
boy Ryan.
Let's get to the important
part. Oh, are we ready?
Wasted enough time.
Well, we just wanted to make sure we're okay and we're not going to get hacked.
Well, in case Jake changed his mind, you mean? You're going to have more time?
Yeah.
Earlier on the show, we had Jake Johnson and Steve Berg in studio.
Yeah.
The movie is called
Digging for Fire.
Digging for Fire.
Digging for Fire, yeah.
Available on
New
Video
Girl.
On Demand or iTunes.
And you also know Jake from Jurassic World and, of course, New Girl.
Or Let's Be Cops.
Yeah.
And a really hot Funny or Die video. I tell you, I look at him completely
parkour.
Differently now.
And so Kelly asked me if I got the digits. And I told her I got too shy. And then we asked you if you got the digits because you guys were chatting a lot as well.
Yeah.
You didn't get the digits. You got too shy.
Yeah.
So we reached
too
out.
Shy. You got too shy.
Got too shy.
Too shy, LaBeouf.
Fire. Shy.
So we reached out to his people. And Nick has the response.
You presented the question. What
right?
Say?
So I texted his rep, Jake's rep. So they come into town. They got a rep with
him.
Very
attractive man. That was standing there,
Josh.
Right?
Yeah. So
Josh.
And Josh is here from time to time. He's the best.
Yeah.
And so what I texted him was if Jake and Steve could pick between Big Al and JC to give their phone numbers to, who would they pick?
To be friends with, yeah.
And they're still together. They're probably riding to the airport right now.
But you didn't actually ask for the phone number. You just said if.
Well, we're going to follow
That's
up.
That's what,
Okay.
And he said.
Who are you talking about first?
He said, one sec, I'll ask. And then 5 minutes later.
Okay.
That's legit.
All right.
Steve Berg said he would give his phone number to Big Al.
He was drinking with you.
Yeah.
Oh, because Al gave him a shot.
Yeah. Shot and a beer.
You went straight to his heart.
Yep.
And so between JC and Big Al, who would Jake give his phone number to?
Al already got a friend. I'm probably not going to. See, that's why I don't get friends.
The deal. They said, well, you take him and you take him.
Okay.
And Jake said he would give his phone number to Jenna.
Told ya. Really?
Yeah, really.
That was not one of the damn options.
That is awesome.
Well, text him back and say, Al will give your phone number to Jenna as soon as you text me.
Oh, okay.
How bad are you hurting
that's good.
Right now?
I'm hurting.
Be honest.
I'm hurting.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't even a choice.
See, this is why I don't ask for the phone numbers. Because then what if you text me? Can I give
I think you're going to cry. Your eyes look a little weepy.
Are you misty?
Yeah.
Getting a little misty?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you look a little misty. Yeah.
I'm
sorry, dog.
I hate Jake Johnson.
Bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't support him. Why's he got to get... Hey, what about me?
Why,
what
Jenna?
Am I out here? Chopped liver?
I'm as dark as Jenna.
What?
I want to brag that we're sharing the same makeup now because I got so tan last week.
You think that's what did it?
I don't know what it is,
my
Jenna.
My skin tone?
I thought we had a good conversation. I thought I opened myself up for him.
Mm-hmm.
I did too.
I thought
we kind of bonded.
I thought I was here for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I bonded with him a little bit.
I didn't see him and Jenna talk very often.
Oh, yeah. We were talking over here. I was making him laugh before the interview.
We took a selfie.
His connection with Jenna was far stronger than the connection he built with me.
And you know what? Then I didn't bug him like you guys do.
I can't control how another person feels about me.
I offered them both tequila, my favorite tequila, and Blue Moon.
I don't know how the Bachelorette.
It's tough, right? Because you thought there was a connection.
This is so hard.
That's right. You think that the connection's there for both of you, and it's not.
I thought so. He smiled at me, Kelly.
So I feel bad for you.
We had like four handshakes.
I really do. I'm sorry.
Are you sure he didn't mean to put JC and Jenna just spelt out just because auto...
In the autocorrect.
Wow.
Yeah, I wonder how Mrs. Johnson feels about that.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.